Dave Terstig. He is the manager of the Grand Marais Recreation Park area, also known as Scoop Terstig. Okay, what's up?
I'm here to tell folks the closing date for the pool.
Aha.
This has been a date we've been forecasting for many, many months, many years, I would say.
Yeah.
And it is going to be January 1st.
January 1st.
So the pool will not be operating in 2014. That is contingent on the YMCA opening, which is scheduled for the 4th, I believe, January 4th. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the 2-week notice has been given.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's not going to make some people happy, but well, it's going to make others happy.
You know, I hope it's one of those deals that makes very few unhappy and very many happy.
Okay.
Well, this is really hard to put a number to it, but
this,
yeah.
This has been on the park board's agenda for quite some time, and also part of its master plan. So we had originally wanted you to come in and talk about the future of the pool property, but I'm glad you could let us know for sure when it's going to close. So, what is the future of the pool? I know that there's been a number of ideas floated out there, but if I'm not mistaken, it's going to come down.
Yes, it's slated for demolition. The city and the county have talked about demolition now for a year or so, and the county has agreed to split the expense of that.
Well, it has.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah, that was part of the sort of let's split up the expenses agreement last fall, I believe, that was reached when the new facility has some shared expenses, and the county's been good about contributing to the existing facility over the last several years, so they're going to see through to the demolition of that as well, which would be in the springtime.
So once that familiar structure is down, one that we see every time we drive up up the hill on Highway 61, what's going to go there?
Well, it's on the master plan concept map as off-water parking. It's auxiliary parking, really. It's an existing parking lot now that'll, I'm sure, remain, possibly enlarge, and it'll be very, very useful for the parking that's necessary for the campground operation, for the check-in area in particular. Everybody that's familiar with the site knows our office is right across the street from the pool, and it's a little house on a little street.
And it was a little room.
Yeah, yeah, and it gets really congested in June, July, and August.
Well, as vehicles, recreational vehicles get larger and more people have them, I would assume that just plain negotiating.
There's that too.
Yeah,
yeah. There's turning radiuses and clearances, and the current setup is just not ideal by any stretch. We've got some, you know, delays, some frustrations for folks. People park where they shouldn't. People get parked in, you know, the scenario here where you've got 60-foot trailers and trucks and boats and little space to squeeze them into. So the parking lot will remain. I foresee it as maybe an express check-in lane. You know, we could really improve our campground flow by opening up that site. It's on the hill. It's the water table's there. There's a large settling pond just above this facility that's I'm sure will remain and be maintained, and hopefully the site will be naturalized.
Well, will this figure in also with the expansion of the docking facilities?
I don't think it's got a direct tie to the marina.
Okay.
You know, that's many years out, and it's sort of a placeholder for that if and when we need more parking spaces for the marina. This could be a site for that. That's, if you look at the master plan, it says marina parking, but that's very in the future, foresightful, that if and when we need more off-water parking, it could be accommodated in that site. The near term is going to just see improved traffic flow and short-term parking for our guests.
Okay, well, now, after the first of the year, okay, so I want to go to the pool. Well, how's the deal? And I'm a visitor.
The new Cook County Community YMCA is going to be opening on Saturday the 4th. And I believe they offer walk-in for visitors. They have a walk-in rate. It's a very reasonable rate for the facility that is included. It's the pool. It's the fitness centers. It's all sorts of programming. And so it wouldn't be hard for you at all. You just have to find the facility, of course. It's up at the school.
Up at school, yeah.
Up on the hill. So we'll be doing a lot of orienting for our guests to find the facility in the summer. Of course, it'll be where's the new pool? And mm-hmm. it's up the hill.
Well, we do have a lot of regulars use the pool on have been using the pool on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Like our 50 or so core members, you know, are they're in the pool right now. And they're going to be there till the 31st.
Are they going to get out at any time, or are they just going to get real pruney?
No. Okay. They'll be out by about 10.
Okay.
But, it's going to be a transitionary time. It's going to be that time to take a look at the YMCA, take a look at everything they have to offer, and join up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a new pool. It's a fantastic facility. I had a tour last Friday, and I spent all my time in the pump room. And the filtration room and the actual infrastructure on the pool is completely state-of-the-art, very impressive. UV filtration, top-of-the-line sand filters. I think the water quality is going to be so nice. And the entire offering is nice. The sauna, very, very nice. Hot tub, everything you're used to at our facility, but newer and cleaner and state of the art.
Okay.
So I'm excited for the new Y.
Campers that are staying at the park?
Right. We've got a camper rate going now with the YMCA. They were very generously offering a half off the general admission rate. So for our guests at the campground, they simply need to save their receipt and show it at the front desk of the Y, and they'll get half off the walk-in rate. And that's very generous of the Y. I hope it smooths the transition for our guests because the price is very comparable.
Okay.
So it's a transitionary time, folks. We're really excited. It's on one coin sad to see that institution close. And believe me, I've been a member there for years and years, 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it has helped so many people in so many ways.
And again, the pool closes officially after New Year's, right?
Yeah, we'll be open the 31st. What a sweet day to celebrate. We've also got a last splash pool party planned for the 27th.
Okay.
Should put a plug in for that. It's Friday the 27th.
Okay.
That's our real chance to celebrate. We'll be supplying some refreshments, some cake and soda and cookie and coffee. And we want everyone to show up, and free admission, of course. Share your memories. I'm going to put out a guest book on the front.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the...
With waterproof
lobby.
Pages?
Yeah, we're going to have a fun time on the 27th. That's 7 to 11 in the morning and 3:30 to 9 in the evening on Friday the 27th. Last splash pool party.
Okay, however, on the 1st of January, no pool at the...
There'll be a big sign with an arrow that says...
Up the hill.
Up the hill.
Okay, Dave Terstig, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.